Okay.
So, and your name is?
I am Brenda K. Ledford. Brenda, B-E-B-R-E-N-D-A, K-K-A-Y, Ledford, L-E-D-F-O-R-D.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So we've got some different documents. And so what did you want to tell us about the lineage?
This is all documented. I have forms, birth certificates, death certificates. I go back to my seventh generation. I go back to Absalom Hooper, who was in the Revolutionary War. In fact, I joined the National DAR under Absalom Hooper, and I can trace it back by documentation that far.
Wonderful.
My mother was a native of Towns County, Georgia. I go through the Shooks, and I go through the Townsends, and the Browns, and related to all of these people who are natives of towns in Union Counties, Georgia.
Nice. Miss Brenda Kay is a wonderful poet.
Oh,
yes.
We can copy some of those.
If you think those are appropriate, that would be fine with me. Whatever you think is appropriate.
Okay. Whatever you're willing to relinquish to go to the historical.
We're just gonna scan things and we give you back your originals.
Sure.
So do you mind trying to pull out the
Be glad to.
What else did you bring?
This is historical fiction, my latest book. It's a children's illustrated book. It's a true story about my family growing up during the Great Depression, the hardships they faced, and how the mountain culture, the mountain life, beautifully illustrated, showing how the children, the seven children, were able to pull off the best Christmas they ever had, although they had no money, no means to get presents for the children for Christmas. The boys went up on Shoebird Mountain on Christmas Eve. They shelled corn from the crib. They took it to the little country store down the little dirt road, and they traded the corn for goodies like oranges and apples and hickory nuts. And Christmas morning, they woke up, and the parents were amazed that the stockings were full of goodies and wondered how this occurred. And it was because the boys had pulled off the best Christmas they had ever had. At springtime, my grandmother, Minnie Matheson Ledford, was walking to the little country store. And on the dirt road, as the boys were going there on Christmas Eve, Reuben had dropped the bag of corn. He had dropped it on the dirt road. Mm-hmm. When Grandmother Minnie was walking to the country store, she saw corn shoots coming up through the dirt road and laughed and said, "My boys pulled off the best Christmas we have ever had, and we look forward to many other Christmases in the Cove."
Oh.
It's a heartwarming story. It's so true about the hardships of growing up in the mountains during the Great Depression. But the mountain people, they were really smart people, and love of family, faith in the Lord, and all of these things they found were the things that really mattered most, more so than material possessions.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the theme of my new children's book. It was just published in February of this year by Catch the Spirit of Appalachia. I don't know if you're interested in that or not, but I just thought I would bring it.
Christmas in Matheson Cove.
Yes, Christmas in Matheson Cove, which is a true story, historical fiction.
Who did your illustrations for you?
I have this lady on the back, excuse me. Dorrell Emmons Kane is the one who illustrated this, and she is an outstanding illustrator. She was also the one who did my first children's book called The Saying Convention. And she has projects where she goes about North Carolina, and she does the Muriel, the North Carolina Muriel of preserving the history and culture of this region. And over at the Mountain Regional Library, there is a Muriel that she painted, and it is showing the illustrations of the artists and the authors who are part of this project with Catch the Spirit of Appalachian. You may find it on the side of the Mountain Regional Library, the big mural on the side facing the college. And one section is the cover of my book, The Singing Convention. So I'm really pleased that that history has been illustrated and has been preserved on the side of the Mountain Regional Library.
That's very nice.
It is. Now I gotta go visit.
And so if you have a chance to go by and look at it, you might enjoy viewing that.
Yeah. So what else?
And that is the... my lineage.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
We'll just scan it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
sure.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
But all of that has been documented with death certificates and birth certificates and marriage certificates. Here's a poem about Many Forks Baptist Church Cemetery, where a majority of my relatives have been buried. And I don't know if you might want to scan that or not, but if you go down there to Many Forks Baptist Church in Union County, you would find, I'd say probably about 2/3 of the people buried down there are my relatives.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
And so you're shook and...
I am. My father was a Ledford, and if you're not familiar with this area, we do have a lot of Ledfords here.
Yes.
A lot of Ledfords in towns, Union and Clay County also. And so mother's family, she was a Lee. John Henry Lee was her father, and her mother was Tracy Hasseltine Shook, natives of Towns County, Georgia. And, of course, Joseph Shook was Granny Tracy's father. And then we go back down to Mary Townsend. You know, Dr. Townsend over here, he's my relative. We're related to the Townsends. And then, of course, John Henry Lee, my grandfather. His sister married Henderson, and Sheriff Henderson is related to me. And then you go down to the Browns, and Roger Dare, his wife, Frances Lee, her mother was a Brown, so we're related to the Browns. And my goodness, and then, of course, the Hoopers. Absalom Hooper has a big lineage.
Yes.
They say just about everybody is related to Absalom Hooper. He had a lot. He took it literally when God said, replenish the earth. I believe that's what Absalom Hooper did.
You think we should scan the cover of her book?
At least the cover.
No.
You're okay. You have my permission.
Okay.
Now this here... this is documented, it's all factual, about my great uncles. Five of my great uncles were in the Civil War, and some of them were living over here and buried over here in Towns County. This document is on file at the North Carolina Civil War History Center in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And
so is that something you want to scan?
It's real. It's real. I mean, it's not anything that I've made up. We've got documentation of all of this. Terrible time, terrible time. We hate it. We don't like it one bit, but it's unfortunately history. So anyway, I don't know if there's anything in here you might be interested in or not. And these are poems, but they are historical poems. Here's my family tree. I think that would be very interesting because it tells about the Shooks, mm-hmm. and it tells about Absalom Hooper, and then it goes on over here and goes down to the Ledford. So I think that might be a good thing to scan because that is a historical poem.
Yes. It's nice to have so much family history, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'm very proud of my family. I'm proud of my heritage. Yeah, I tell you what, we've got a rich mountain culture, history, and y'all are doing a wonderful thing preserving this. We're going to lose it if it's not preserved. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of the girls yesterday were saying, I wish we had done this 20 years ago when their fathers were living, because they're like, you know, they were such great storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. A lot of our young people, it's AI, it's the computer, it's their little smartphone. A lot of young people have no interest whatsoever, but one of these days,
once they get older,
one of these days, they might get interested, and then it'll be lost, and they won't have any resources. But this is this is preserving it.
Did she tell you it's a certain way it's supposed to be?
It's this right here.
And so I know that when I was younger, I hate to say this, but I kind of thought that those, you'd look at the old pictures and you kind of ashamed of them a little bit when you'd look at the old folks and everything, and they look so
cross
and angry. I mean, they never smiled, and you're kind of a little ashamed of them. But now I realized that they had
such hard times
and such hard work and everything, they didn't have too much to be happy about.
Yeah. They just worked hard.
They just worked, and exhausted. And they didn't have a long life.
I didn't catch that.
Didn't have a long lifespan because they didn't have proper medicine, you know. They just didn't have the medical modern medicine like we have today.
Right.
And working and slight and, you know, just hard work.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm proud of my folk now because I am what I am today because they made sacrifices for me. If they hadn't a sacrifice for me, I wouldn't be here today.
That's right.
And I don't want to get into all of this religion stuff, but I'm thankful for my religious heritage too. If it had not been for our forefathers, I wouldn't have the faith that I have today.
That's right. And faith is what got them through all the hard times too.
And faith was central in their lives and the church, and all of this is our heritage, and I'm proud of it. Well, I guess this is about it for this time.
Thank you for coming and sharing.
Appreciate y'all doing this.
We appreciate you sharing.
You're doing a wonderful work here.
No, they have a map of Towns County in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have any stories on or any knowledge of how like some of those roads were named or mm-hmm. different areas, mm-hmm. would you mind taking a look at that?
Well, I wouldn't mind looking at it.
Your picture would be great. The picture of the cemetery to show that map, maybe.
Yeah.
If you've got anything about Many Forks Baptist Church, that's where most of my relatives are buried.
Well, let's go take a look.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a marvelous day. Good to meet you. Excuse me.